The following program does not necessarily reflect the opinions and viewpoints of the staff and management of this station.
Are you part of a family in crisis? Whether your troubles are acute, like a suddenly uncovered affair, an arrest, or financial collapse, or chronic, with the kind of pressure that slowly grinds loving hearts into dust, it's time to be encouraged, because this is your place for healing. Welcome to Heart Menders, where we help you see what's poisoning your relationships and give you the universal antidote. Now, here's the host of Heart Menders, Carol Gordon.
News Radio 1000 KTLK, this is Heart Menders with Carol Gordon, where hearts and lives are changed. I'm your host, Carol Gordon, and my guests today are Rob and Sherry Shoemaker of the Oklahoma City Healing Rooms. And you may not have ever heard of the Healing Rooms before, but they have a long history, and we're so excited to have one opening in Oklahoma City. Rob and Sherry are the directors, and they're going to tell us something about the history of Healing Rooms and also how they got involved and how you can get prayer for healing right here in Oklahoma City by people trained to bring heaven to earth. Praise the Lord. Rob, which of you want to tell us a little about the history?
Oh, I'll start off. excuse me. Well, let's take a little bit of history back to the early 20th century. John G. Lake had a great healing ministry in Spokane, Washington. He'd spent some time in Africa laying hands on the sick and healing, you know, the native people of Africa. Later, he came back to Spokane and began starting healing rooms, training people how to heal, and, you know, flowing in the anointing of the Lord. So anyhow, within a five-year period, John G. Lake in Spokane and his teams almost totally emptied out all the hospitals. It's documented, over 100,000 documented healings in the early 20th century. So then later, John G. Lake passed away. And so anyhow,
his healing room passed away with him.
His healing room passed away with him. Thank you. So anyhow, that had been, you know, we had all this documentation and all these stories about that, but nothing had ever happened with that. And then, about 10 years ago, 12 years ago, the Lord spoke to a gentleman named Cal Pierce, who at the time was living in Redding, California. And he'd had a personal encounter with the Lord at a revival at his church in Redding. So anyhow, make a long story short, he moved to Spokane. And he was waiting for direction from the Lord on exactly what he was supposed to do. And so finally, you know, and he knew that he had to do something that John G. Lake had done. And so he found where John G. Lake's graveside was. And for 2 years, he would sit in at this graveside asking the Lord what it was he wanted, you know, wanted him to do. And anyhow, he finally, the Lord showed him after that, you know, after sitting and praying, and he began to feel that anointing, that mantle that John G. Lake had. It had not died. It was just lying dormant. And he had put that anointing and that mantle on Cal Pierce. And so he opened up a healing room. And I think he had like about six or seven people that started off and began to pray. And things just began to happen. People were getting healed. And then they opened up, you know, more time, you know, opened it up at a lot. I'm all nervous here, Carol. I'm sorry.
For longer periods.
Yeah, for longer periods. And then they've got, today their healing room is now open, I think, 5 days a week. And people come in, sign up, get prayer.
And not only that, but they also go out to different festivals and everything and have booths out there
also. Oh, really? Wonderful.
Yes. And so they're, and, you know, they have prayer booths out, and people can, to reach all the people.
That's wonderful. So they go to where the people are.
That's
as well,
right,
as people being able to come to them.
Yes, ma'am.
That is absolutely wonderful. You know, you're telling about that history brings to mind something else. Sometimes we pray for, we know we're supposed to pray about something, and maybe we have something in our heart. But the more we pray, the more seed is sown into the Spirit, and the thing in our heart gets much bigger. And just for instance, the Moravians, they prayed for over 100 years. They had round-the-clock prayer teams praying round-the-clock. And they began to send out missionaries. And their missionaries were very effective. But what they were birthing was the next century's missionary movement out of England. So the prayers they prayed, they didn't know how big it was that they were praying for. And the same thing with William Seymour praying in Houston, Texas for a couple of hours a day because he wanted a move of God in his little church.
Yes.
Then he moves to Azusa and he prays 4 hours a day. He just hadn't prayed big enough prayers because what he was birthing was the Azusa Street Revival. Mm-hmm. So as he spent 2 years in prayer, he was birthing in the Spirit something great, much larger than what he had thought he was after. He was after something in God,
but
he didn't comprehend what God had in mind.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And just as John G. Lake didn't comprehend what God was doing when he sent him to Africa. So it's amazing the plans that God has. We just want to tap into and get to cooperating with him, and then he can do way more than we have asked or thought. If you're just tuning in to HeartMenders, we are welcoming you this morning. This hearts and lives are changed through HeartMenders and have been for the last 20-some years. I'm your host, Carol Gordon. My guests today are Rob and Sherry Shoemaker, and we're talking about the Oklahoma City Healing Rooms, which are opening here. Sherry, how did you all get involved with this?
Well, we saw an excerpt on television about the Tulsa Healing Rooms.
Ah.
And it was like a five and a half minute little excerpt. And we got so excited. And Rob could not sit still. I mean, first 30 seconds, he was up and moving. And I was like, wait, I want to hear the rest of it. we immediately called the, he emailed the Tulsa Healing Rooms. And they said, oh, well, we're having meetings. They were having two meetings here in Oklahoma City. We went to both of them and met Larry Palmer. He's the regional regional over the area of Oklahoma. And they said, oh, we would love to have you, you know, come on. And they started telling us more about it and what they were doing. They had started out with just a group of four or five. There was like four or five of them. And they now have 75 people on their team, and they've only been open 2 years.
Really? Wonderful.
Yes. And we got so excited that the things that they were doing there and the things that they were happening, especially, you know, their team members are people that they've prayed for because the Lord has so touched their lives that they want to be able to give something back.
Right.
And so that's what we're hoping, you know, that's what we believe is going to happen here. There's such a need in this world right now for people. People want prayer. They're seeking help and wherever they can, and we would like to be the outlet that they use, one of the outlets
praise
they
the
use.
Lord, the connection point.
Right. Yes.
If I may, there's one particular story that stands in mind, excuse me, of this one gentleman that we met at the Tulsa Healing Center.
And the gentleman who had lupus.
Yes, it was the gentleman that had lupus. And they made special time just for this guy because he was hurting so bad and could barely even move. Mm-hmm. And then it would just take everything he had. But he was continuous basis, went up there to receive prayer. And each time he kept seeing results, feeling better and feeling better. Now he's a team leader.
It took 5 months.
It took 5 months for the Lord, but he's totally healed of lupus.
Praise the Lord. How wonderful. So people can, they contact you, and then they make an appointment, and they come, and they're a team then prays for them. So you've got a team that you're starting with.
Right.
But
mm-hmm.
you'll add people that want to become a
team
prayer mm-hmm. rather than the prayee, huh?
Yes.
Right. But, you know, the team members can also receive prayer, too.
Oh, of course. Yes. Of course.
We need it just as much as anybody else.
Oh, yes.
It's a continual, ongoing thing.
Right. Nobody's arrived. Well, that's wonderful. Well, have you've already started And where you start? Have you started? And when are you doing this?
Okay. Well,
and how can people contact you?
Pastor Gail Jod Daniels has graciously allowed us some space at Faith Fellowship Church, 900 North May Avenue. And we've got a couple of rooms set up, and we want people to come in and feel loved and secure and safe. And we'll pray for you, but you can call, if I may give out our number.
You may.
It's 947-7734. That's the number for the Oklahoma City Healing Room. Or you can contact us at OklahomaCityHealingRoom@cox.net. Or you can even visit the international website at healingrooms.com, and then you can click on the local sites, and and it'll pull you. You know, you follow the website, and it'll take you to where you need to go for the Oklahoma City area. There's also another room that's opening up in Enid. There's also another room that's opening up in Edmond.
Edmond will be open up in October.
Yes. Just check those, and the websites are also listed on the international website.
Okay. That is wonderful. So it's just right here in our city, and
right here
easy
in our,
to get
yes,
to.
Easy
yes,
to get
ma'am.
To.
Praise the Lord. Are the centers always in churches?
Not necessarily. The Tulsa Healing Center, of all places, is set up in a doctor's office.
Uh-huh. Well, that's appropriate.
But it was... There's an interesting story behind that. When Tulsa was beginning their healing center, one of the gentlemen that they had prayed for said, well, I own some property. Here, let you have this section of this property. You can start your own healing center here or healing room and at a reduced cost. You know, because the Lord had healed him of cancer.
Oh, that's gratitude in action, isn't it? Praise
yes.
the Lord. Well, that is so interesting how this has grown. It's in Spokane, and it's in Oklahoma. Is it in other places, too?
It's in 44 countries Woo! Worldwide. I checked the website this morning. There are over 719 healing rooms internationally. There's even one in Parliament in Finland.
Wow. That's exciting.
Only, that's only over a period of 10 years.
Oh, my goodness. So this has been 10 years.
10 years in the making.
It's growing. So it's gone way beyond... what even John D. Lake would have thought.
Right.
We're going to a break now. I'm Carol Gordon. You're listening to Heartmenders on News Radio 1000 KTOK. This is News Radio 1000 KTOK, Heartmenders with Carol Gordon, where hearts and lives are changed. I'm your host, Carol, and we are talking about the Oklahoma City Healing Rooms with Rob and Sherry Shoemaker. This is a new opportunity opening up here in Oklahoma City for people who are in need of healing, physical healing, to come and receive prayer by trained teams. And the people, I believe you said, that are on the teams are experienced prayers that have been trained to do this.
Right.
Yes, ma'am.
Then people can, if they've been healed, they might sometimes want to join the team, but they mm-hmm. have to go through a training
they
session.
They have to go through a training
right.
session.
And so it's not just somebody.
No, we don't let anybody just... You know,
right.
say, well, I've got the
street.
Anointing to pray. No, they've got to be proven first.
Yes.
Absolutely, because God expects accountability. And when you're dealing with God's anointing, he doesn't want you just playing mamby-pamby with it. You've got to know exactly how to flow with the Holy Spirit.
The Holy Ghost, yeah.
So when a person comes in for in that scheduled appointment for healing, one, you know, say they may need two or three different sessions. You know, for prayer. One day they may get, you know, one particular team, and they'll see tremendous results. But the next time that they come in, they may get a totally different team, mm-hmm. because we want people to realize it's the Spirit of God that's flowing and touching them and not the people themselves.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It's this, because it's the same Spirit flowing through each and every person. Now, and the reason for teams is that we all flow differently, but yet we all have to flow together. And in doing so, I may, you know, have a certain, the Lord may show me certain things about a particular person. Maybe that there's a roadblock in their life that they need to deal with, like maybe some unforgiveness, or there's a traumatic event in their life that they need to be delivered from or healed from bad memories.
You may have that. You may have that experience, or you may not. Someone else in that team probably does.
Yes.
And usually, when you have teams like that everyone has something to put into, because everyone has had different things happen in their lives.
Right.
So it gives, when you have a team, it's usually a team of like three people, and when you have a team situation like that, you have three different lives, three different areas, and the Lord usually puts the right person with each team that can help them the most and that can understand what they've gone through and what they're going through.
Right, because if you've been healed in a certain area, you have not only empathy for what they're going through, you mm-hmm. have the anointing and the earned authority
yes.
right.
in that area for your prayers.
That's right.
So that's wonderful how God uses things in our own lives that we've been healed from
mm-hmm.
or that have been challenges to us
yes.
to work out. And then he can use that as we pray for other people that he's bringing that. There's just an extra impetus there to our prayers.
Right.
Yes, there is.
Absolutely.
That is wonderful. So how long is your training period? Is there a particular system?
Yes, we have, there's a system, we have 7 training videos, and it takes about 3 or 4 days of intense training and a lot of prayer.
We can also go to the Tulsa Healing Center, and they also have training centers, a training, live training, the first Friday of the month of every month, I believe.
Yes, mm-hmm. And when you become a team member and you decide you want to, you watch the videos and you watch the training, and then you go through a healing room. You know, you're allowed to sit in on a team, with a team, but you're not allowed to say anything. You can just sit there and observe. And as you know, that may be like 1 or 2 times. It just depends on the person. And then from that level, you go to the next level where the team leader will ask you if you have anything, or and you can pray, and then you can lay hands on the people. You know, they see that you are flowing with the Spirit and that you are doing. Then you can pray for people also, mm-hmm. but still under supervision. And after you know a week or two of that, you can probably then you go to where you could be a team leader or you know, or team member and pray for
so you
for
work
many
your
others.
Way
you work your
in,
way
into,
up
into
you work but, your but, way into it.
It's at the leading of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
That is just so wonderful. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Heart Menders with Carol Gordon, where hearts and lives are changed. I'm your host, and I'm talking about the Oklahoma City Healing Rooms with my guest, Rob and Sherry Shoemaker. Rob, I think you've already prayed for a couple of people. You're already getting started. And
right. We've already gotten started. We haven't got totally finished the decorating of remodeling of the rooms yet, but we're already getting inquiries. And so Sherry and I have got together with a couple of team members, and we made special appointment for these particular individuals that needed, I mean, they were just desperately in need of a touch from the Lord. And so we came together, met in another room in the church, and prayed for these people. And the Spirit of the Lord showed up on the one that Sherry and I and 2 other team members did. The Spirit of the Lord showed up in a great and mighty way.
Praise the Lord.
And
yes.
Delivered this young man from the beginnings of some things that had been held him in bondage for some time. And then we had another inquiry, and we made special arrangements for her. And mm-hmm. she has a lot of let's just say a lot of trauma in her life, and so we prayed, but the peace of God hit her, and she came in. She was just a bundle of nerves. Now when she walked out, she was just kind of like floating on air. She had received some peace in her life, and I'm sure she'll be calling back saying she wants more prayer.
Amen.
So
amen.
We can all use more prayer.
Yes. So you have several people that are already taking the training.
We've got several teams that are lined up, ready to go.
Oh, wonderful.
We could even interchange those if we need to.
Yes.
Because, you know, each morning before we will pray with the people, we'll ask the Holy Spirit, who goes where? You know, there may be one day that Sherry and I have to sit out, and maybe somebody else that's doing that. Because we want to be led by the Holy Spirit and not by man. Even though it takes, you know, he uses people, we still want to be obedient to the flow. It's not about us. It's about the Lord and his presence.
Amen. Amen.
That's right. And he always knows best.
He knows best.
That is so great. That is so great. You're just ready, starting in your earliest times, but it's something that's not it's new right here, but it's not new to the Spirit of the Living God.
Oh, no.
Right, no,
oh, no.
It's not new to him at all.
He's been doing this kind of thing since Jesus.
Yes.
I mean, Jesus is an example. Uh-huh. Oh, that's great.
Yes, it is.
That is so wonderful, and I'm so excited that it's just right in my stomping grounds.
Oh, yeah.
I think your plan is to perhaps eventually move into larger places.
It is. But right now, we're just letting the Holy Spirit move us. He's orchestrated everything up to this point. Right now, we said, "Okay, God, here we are. What do you want to do?"
Yes.
He told us, "Stand back and watch me move."
Amen.
And that's what we've been doing.
So we've been doing
great.
That,
wonderful.
And the Lord's been gracious to provide things. And,
Amen. That's great. You can learn more about the Oklahoma City Healing Rooms at www.healingrooms.com/US1537. Or email Robin Sherry at Oklahoma City Healing Rooms at Cox.net or call 405-947-7734. Again, Rob's email is Oklahoma City Healing Rooms at Cox.net. HeartMenders is here to encourage you to seek answers for your life. You can have all the help from heaven you will pursue. You can expand your hope for a good family life. HeartMenders has weekly meetings Tuesday evenings at 7 at Faith Fellowship Church, 900 North May. You can get details at www.heartmenders.org or by calling 405-495-HOPE. That's 495-4673. We have other timely events and seminars as well. Remember, don't struggle alone. Call the same number, 495-HOPE, for prayer support. When you visit us at the website at heartmenders.org, be sure to click on the link for a free gift. Thank you so much, Rob and Sherry, for sharing with us today. I know you've given people a lot to think about, and I bless you in your mission with the Oklahoma City Healing Rooms. Many thanks to our sponsors, Faith Fellowship Church and Meridian Nutrition, for helping us to reach you. I appreciate the help of our producer, Jeff Gullett. And thanks to you for listening today and for having an open heart to receive new insights. You are the reason for this broadcast. Your Heavenly Father cares that you see truth from His perspective and be blessed. I pray that you and those you love will find healing for your brokenness, light where you have had darkness, and truthful answers for life's challenging questions. I bless you and all your footsteps this week. Next week, Rob and Sherry will be my guests again, and we will be talking more about the Oklahoma City Healing Rooms. I'm Carol Gordon. You've been listening to HeartMenders, where hearts and lives are changed, on News Radio 1000 KTOK.